Breakfast. Joining us on the phone now, sleep expert Dr. Andrew Bradbeer, respiratory and sleep medicine specialist, CEO of Mant Medical. Good morning, Doctor. How are you going on this Tuesday?
Going well, thanks, Jack. LJ, thanks for having me back. Good to talk to you.
Of course.
Absolutely. Now, we were talking about, you know, late night snacking last week. And is it good for us? You know, we don't know. Or maybe there's certain foods that are good to sleep with. Or is late night snacking just really bad before you're about to sleep?
I always avoid saying something's really bad, LJ, but late night snacking is not good for sleep. It certainly interferes, particularly because often when we talk about late night snacking, we're talking about sugary stuff. So we just have a bit of chocolate or something before we go to bed, and that releases energy. So those are kind of simple carbohydrates that then just give us a bit of an energy rush when we least need it, and they interfere with sleep. So if you are going to late night snack, then avoid eating a lot. So don't put too much in your stomach, then you run into trouble like reflux and that sort of yucky stuff. And then and try to avoid really sugary stuff. So stuff that has more complex carbohydrates, or even dark chocolate is supposed to be okay if you have a little bit of that. But in general, keep it minimal and keep it away from the sugary stuff.
Fair enough. Yeah, I'm definitely a sugary treat man at night. Dr. Andrew Bradbeer, is there like a perfect temperature? Because the food, you know, may be possible impacting my sleep, but sometimes I run super hot, so I chuck the aircon on, but then it gets super cold and I struggle sleeping, and it's just this battle.
Yeah, I think if you've done something there, Jack. Look, there is what we would say a perfect temperature. It's probably around about 18 degrees, 15 to 18 degrees in the bedroom is supposed to be the temperature at which it's most easy to sleep. But then there's a lot of variables, aren't there? There's, you know, how many blankets or doonas do you put on? Do you have a weighted blanket? Lots of extra stuff that people do in their bedrooms. But it is hard to sleep well in a really hot environment. We'd all have experienced that over summer. If you can afford the electricity bills, then it's a little bit easier to modulate the temperature in your room with a heater in a cold environment. But actually, at the moment, that's getting quite expensive for people. Mm. But simple answer, 15 to 18 degrees in your bedroom is about right. And then you need to understand your body temperature drops a little overnight. And you should allow it to do that. So you don't want to stay warm and toasty all night. You want to let your body temperature drop half a degree or so. And normally that just happens as long as you're not really overheating with electric blankets on high and too many bed coverings.
Now, my puppy wakes me up a couple of times during the night. He needs to obviously go to the bathroom, or he just wants me to be lifting him off my bed to just have a drink of water. He's very, you know, he's a bit of a princess, I would say. Could that be doing to me? Could that be damaging me if I'm up, you know, 3-4 times a night during when I'm supposed to be sleeping?
It's just like all parents, isn't it, LJ? Just you're getting into a habit of not sleeping through the night, and the question is really how difficult is that habit going to be to break if and when your dog ever grows out of the habit, and some dogs never do, so you're committing yourself to years and years of this. But for most of us, this is a phase that puppies or dare I say children go through for a few months, and then it can be hard for some of us to break that habit. You're really describing how you know one thing piles on top of another, whether it's food or temperature or home environment with pets that disturb our sleep, and improving our sleep is sometimes just a matter of peeling back these layers one by one, addressing one thing and seeing if it helps, and then addressing another. Mm. But I'm a little concerned you might be getting into a lifetime habit there with your puppy.
Yeah, I'm concerned too, because he's getting way too routined in this, and it's getting me in a routine as well. But, you know, what I was just wondering as well, what do you actually do with people at your Mance Medical Centre?
Yeah, look, most of the time, the most important thing that we do is hear what people have to say about their sleep, because everybody has a different story to tell, and everybody has a different way of understanding their story about sleep as well, and I think that's really important. Sometimes people come to us with their own idea about what's upsetting their sleep, and we can sometimes see things a little differently and help them find a solution where they thought it was a hopeless situation. So that's I mean, that's really interesting, and I love it when we get to have a really good conversation about people's sleep. However, probably about half the time, people are just coming in and saying, I'm snoring too loudly, my bed partner can't handle it, can you fix it? And that's a slightly different conversation.
I think that's my mum and dad. My dad is actually on one of those snore machines now. Yeah. They're really, like, ugly. It's like this big, like, Darth Vader thing, and it's attached to, like,
a tube.
They
can be relationship-saving, though, LJ. They can save a marriage.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Well, it is saving the relationship, I think. And my mum now uses one of those things where it's the earphone thing where you listen to different music and everything. So she's got the earphones in with the music and he's got the snore machine.
We're really going to get into bed with your parents, Lara.
Yeah.
Aren't we?
Well, there you go. Well, I might have to come in and maybe you can help me work out, you know, some better sleep patterns to get into.
Put the dog outside.
No, he would never. He would cry all night long.
Dr. Andrew Bradbeer, respiratory and sleep medicine specialist and CEO of Manson Medical, thank you so much for being our sleep expert, and hopefully we can sleep slightly better.
Thanks, guys.
It's Jack and LJ with your Power Breakfast. Lara, that really went into bed with your parents there.
I know. Well, you know.
Who's the big spoon? Who's the little spoon?
My mum's definitely the big spoon.
We're going to be announcing the winner of the Power FM's Apple for the Teacher next. So if your teacher was involved in this, we're going to be making that announcement after the break. It's Jack and LJ for your Power Breakfast.